Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 206. Today in this episode, we will learn about Kana, part 2. This means, I wonder if, I think maybe, perhaps. Now let's go. In my previous episode, we have learned about Kana. Today in this episode, I will introduce 4 more usages of Kana. The first one, Kana is used when you ask someone for a favor casually. For example, may I open the window? To open is 開ける。May I do something is 手 form plus もいい。After this, we will put かな。
窓を開けてもいいかな。窓を開けてもいいかな。
Can I sit here? To sit is 座る。座る。Can I or may I will be 手 form plus もいい。
ここに座ってもいいかな。ここに座ってもいいかな。
Can I borrow this book? To borrow is 借りる。借りる。This is group 2. 手 form plus もいい will be 借りてもいい。
この本を借りてもいいかな。この本を借りてもいいかな。
Can I take a picture? To take a picture is 写真を撮る。手 form plus もいい is 撮ってもいい。
写真を撮ってもいいかな。写真を撮ってもいいかな。
The second usage, かな is used when you give someone a piece of advice or when you suggest doing something in a subtle way. In this case, we will use た form plus ら plus どうかな。For example, how about going to bed early? Early is 早く。早く。To sleep is 寝る。So, た form plus ら is 寝たら。Put together with どうかな。
早く寝たらどうかな。早く寝たらどうかな。
How about asking the teacher? Ask the teacher is 先生に聞く。た form plus ら is 聞いたら。聞いたら。Put together with どうかな。
先生に聞いたらどうかな。先生に聞いたらどうかな。
How about trying it again tomorrow? Again is もう一度。もう一度。To do is やる。So た form plus ら is やったら。Put together with どうかな。
明日もう一度やったらどうかな。
明日もう一度やったらどうかな。How about taking a short rest? A little bit is 少し、少し。To take a rest is 休む、休む。た form plus ら is 休んだら、休んだら。Put together with どうかな。
少し休んだらどうかな。少し休んだらどうかな。
The third usage. かな is used when expressing what you are going to do or your desire to do something. For example, I will go to bed now. To sleep is 寝る、寝る。I will do something. We will use volitional form.
寝よう、寝よう。
After this, we will put かな。
もう寝ようかな。もう寝ようかな。
So in this case, you're talking to yourself. I think I'll watch a movie. To watch a movie is 映画を見る。We will make it to volitional form.
映画を見よう。
Put together with かな。
映画を見ようかな。映画を見ようかな。
I'm thinking of going shopping. Go shopping is
買い物に行く。
Volitional form 買い物に行こう。 put together with かな。買い物に行こうかな。買い物に行こうかな。
I think I'll have a coffee. To drink is 飲む。Volitional form 飲もう。Put together with かな。
コーヒーを飲もうかな。コーヒーを飲もうかな。
The last usage of かな。This is used when you quote using かな。For example, at first, I thought it might be impossible for me. At first is
最初は、最初は。
I think something is
何々と思う。
So this 何々 part will be the quote. Impossible is
無理。無理。
So after this, we will use かな。
最初は私には無理かなと思いました。最初は私には無理かなと思いました。
I thought he might not come. So again, we will use と思う。Not come is 来ない。After this, we will put かな。
彼はもう来ないかなと思った。彼はもう来ないかなと思った。
I thought today's test might be easy. Easy is 簡単、簡単。After this, we will put かな。
今日のテスト、簡単かなと思った。今日のテスト、簡単かなと思った。
I wondered if that movie would be interesting. I wonder. Let's also use と思う. Interesting is
面白い、面白い。
So after this, we will put かな。
あの映画、面白いかなと思った。あの映画、面白いかなと思った。
Today we learned four different usages of かな. The first one was when you ask someone for a favor casually. The second one was when you give someone a piece of advice or when you suggest doing something in a subtle way. This will be
ただどうかな.
The third one was when expressing what you are going to do or your desire to do something.In this case, we will use volitional form plus かな。And the last usage of かな is when you quote using かな。So it becomes
かなと思う。かなと思った。
So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you.If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。